Welcome to Native America Calling from Studio 49 in Albuquerque. I'm Tara Gatewood. This is Crow musician Carrie Morin.
Think about the times we made songs here, just you and me. We travel from the countryside.
Today we'll get deeper into Carrie's music and his new album, Cradle to the Grave. And we look forward to adding your voice to the hour. We'll want you to call in and share how his music makes you feel right after National Native News. Stay tuned.
Lay, baby, lay. Lay beneath this.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Toronto judge has issued a landmark ruling in a class action lawsuit over the so-called 60 scoop. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the ruling found that the Canadian government failed to take reasonable steps to protect thousands of Native children.
The ruling puts an end to a long and bitterly fought court battle. The class action lawsuit was filed 8 years ago on behalf of 16,000 children in Ontario. They were among the thousands who were taken from their families and placed in foster care or adoptive non-Aboriginal homes. The lawsuit claimed harm to the children because of the loss of identity and culture, and for many it led to substance abuse, violence, and other social problems. The lawsuit was seeking $1.3 billion in compensation. Marcia Brown Martel of the Temagami First Nation was the lead plaintiff.
We got taken away from our families. We were placed in nothing that was similar to our language, our way of being, our way of thinking, and we didn't get to return home.
The judge also ruled that the government should have known of the harm that would come, and it breached its duty of care to those children. He rejected the government's argument that it was different times in the 1960s and that it acted in good faith at the time and could not have known of the harm that might come. And he said Native bands were not consulted about the child welfare program. Brown Martel and other survivors of the 60s scoop were ecstatic with the ruling.
It is a great day in Canada when Canada's judicial system chooses to say that our children are so valuable and sacred and precious that we will protect them by law.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Indigenous Affairs says absolutely there will be no appeal of the decision, and she wants to sit down with Native leaders to discuss compensation as soon as possible. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
National Congress of American Indians President Brian Cladisby says federal officials can learn lessons from the fight over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
President Cladisby says Native Americans made their collective voices ring out on the Dakota Access Pipeline.
This has been one issue that has galvanized not only Indian country, but the world.
Cladisby says the company didn't treat tribes fairly from the start of the project, which they first proposed placing above Bismarck.
And the people of Bismarck says, no, we don't want this pipeline above our city because you might contaminate our water supply. So the company made the decision to move that pipeline a half a mile in front of an Indian reservation.
Cladisby says the federal government needs to learn from this dispute.
Let us be at the table early in the process because we can show you what happens when tribes are not at the table.
The new chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, John Hoven of North Dakota, says despite differences with the Republican Party over the pipeline, he believes he'll be able to work well with tribes on energy issues.
Confident that even despite the diversity of views on issues such as Dakota Access Pipeline, we can work together and we will work together on the federal regulatory process.
Hoven says he understands that tribes need a seat at the table earlier in the process.
Going forward, we can review the permitting process to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to be heard and that a fair, certain, and legal process is followed.
And Mel Sheldon, chairman of the Tulalip tribes, says the fight over the Dakota Access Pipeline is far from over.
And if we don't get a resolve, I'm sure that the protests this summer are going to be much larger.
For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com. Support by the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art at the University of Oklahoma. Photosynthesis. New photographs by Navajo Will Wilson plus early works by Edward Curtis. Photosynthesis through April 2nd. Info at fjjma.ou.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. The way you make a song says a lot about you. For Crow Nation musician and songwriter Carrie Morin, songmaking is really about sharing a part of your life. Sometimes it's about remembering a major event in your life. Other times it's humbly remembering the simplicity of a given moment and honoring its wonder. His songs also tell stories that many can relate to. And despite the beginning points of his songs, they all take you on a journey. And his latest album, Cradle to the Grave, is what he calls a solo fingerstyle journey. And all the songs highlight his guitar playing ability and smooth vocal actions. And we're going to start off with one of his songs so you can hear exactly what I'm talking about. This is our February Music Makers title track, Cradle to the Grave.
Down low, watch over me, for I'm only a child. Never make my way, this world all alone. Seek what I crave. So walk from the cradle to the grave. Take a walk with me. Stay forever by my side. Walk with me, Jesus, for Lord, I cannot hide. Stay close to me, plant a seed in the wild, so I can be saved, yeah. My life's a soul warm from the cradle to the grave.
And you are listening to the sounds of Carrie Morin. He is our February music maker. And the title of this track is Cradle to the Grave. It's also the title of the album that we're featuring today. It's brand new, and Carrie is with us today to talk a bit more about it. And we're also inviting you to join this conversation. All you got to do is call in 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And the first 10 callers to make it on air with a comment or question will receive a complimentary copy of what we're hearing, the album Cradle to the Grave by Carrie Morin. And we're going to go ahead and hear more of this song as you make these phone lines ring.
Never make my way. This world all alone. Seek what I crave. Yeah, I'm so
And now joining us from Kansas City, Missouri, is Carrie Morin. Carrie, welcome back to Native America Calling.
Shodaji. Thank you so much, Tara. It's great to talk to you again.
Yes, and Carrie, we had fun just even listening to that track and exploring this album, and I'm glad you're here with us to explore it even more today. We heard the title cut, and I think it reveals a lot about where you are currently in your music and where you are in life. So let's go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit more about Cradle to the Grave. How do you like to present this album?
As part of a trilogy, really, it's a project that I've been working on for about 4 years now. The first CD was called Streamline, and then the next one, about a year later, was called Tiny Town. And now we released this CD, Cradle to the Grave, and the idea is that they all work really well together as a body of acoustic, solo, and vocal recordings. So, and specifically, Cradle to the Grave, I think, is a little slowed down compared to the rest of the CDs. I wanted to focus on the lyrics and the rhythm of the guitar lines.
And Carrie, I had a chance to go back and hear some of those albums and just hear some of this progression. And you did slow it up. And it seems like you got even smoother. I think you could kind of take a look at it as a walk. And by this album, you're kind of just slowly rolling into the scene. And it sounds really great. Carrie, there's some really cool lyrics on this track. Tell us more about the words that we're also hearing.
Well, the process of recording these CDs is when I'm traveling, I'll try to spend time writing down ideas and lyrics, and then when I'm home, I do a lot of rehearsing by myself, just playing guitar. And when I stumble across something that I think is interesting or maybe a riff that I haven't played before, I record all of that on one of my devices, my phone or an iPad or something. And then when it comes down time to start recording an album, I will I'll listen to all the guitar stuff that I've recorded and try and get it together with some of the lyrics, then the songs are created. The recording process is really just me sitting in front of a bunch of microphones, playing and singing the songs, and then we don't really edit it that much. And I don't wear headphones when I record, so it's a real organic process, we like to say.
And you can hear that, and it's also exciting too to hear that. It kind of is kind of a patchwork of moments in your life. And when you put it all together, it totally tells a story. And I think this story is definitely reaching people. They're calling in. And folks, if you just tuned in, it is our February Music Maker. We're talking with Crow Nation musician Carrie Morin. And his new album is called Cradle to the Grave. If you'd like to give your take on it, your review, you can give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. Carrie, the people want to chat with you, so let's go ahead and bring them in. We're going to chat with Lloyd, who's in Bristol Bay, Alaska. He's listening on KDLG. Lloyd, thank you for reaching out. And what would you like to tell Carrie?
Thank you. My question is for you, Carrie, is what kind of guitar do you use? Do you use a regular acoustic or with a steel?
All right. Thank you for that, Lloyd. And again, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Carrie, go ahead.
Hey, Lloyd. Thanks for the question. The guitar is a Taylor, a T5, and it's kind of an electric guitar and kind of an acoustic guitar. I have two of them. that I tour with. I'll use these guitars for another year or so, and then a friend of ours in Colorado is making a custom guitar. His name is Michael Bashkin, and he just creates wonderful instruments, so we're really anxious to get that on the road with us. But thanks, Lloyd, for the question.
All right, Lloyd, thank you. Let's take another. We're going to say hi to Joyce in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Joyce, thank you for giving us a ring, and what would you like to tell Carrie?
Oh, first of all, I'd like to thank him for the real person that comes through his music. I can see that he has his feet on the ground to represent us as Native American nations. And I want to thank him for the verbal words that he uses that appear to me as a choice that he has in using the words to get the message across that speaks for us.
Very nice, Joyce. Thanks for giving us a ring there in Wounded Knee. And Carrie, there you go. You have the endorsement of one of our elders. Any thoughts for Joyce?
Thank you so much for your kind words, Joyce, and for listening to me on Keeley, one of the great Native radio stations in Indian country. And these songs, a lot of times, don't really deal with our culture. But I feel that when I'm on stage, it's obviously a Native guy up there playing songs and writing lyrics. And I do write them for you. So thanks for your comments and thanks for noticing.
All right, Joyce, thanks again. 1-800-996-2848 is the number to join us. And it looks like we got 8 CDs left. So there's plenty of time and plenty of CDs. And there's a whole lot of Carrie because he's live with us right here on the program. Carrie Morin from the Crow Nation talking about his album, Cradle to the Grave. Carrie, Joyce said she can hear what kind of person you are. What do you think about that comment?
Well, I think that's great. The songs on all of these albums come from different places that I've traveled. Sometimes I've written them in Europe, and sometimes around the U.S. The songs are sometimes written about my personal life. Sometimes they're fictional. Oftentimes they are about growing up in Montana as a enrolled member of the Crow tribe. My father was an Assiniboine from up around Wolf Point, but I'm enrolled at Crow. And all of my experiences with traditional dance and traveling around the country to powwows or to do shows with my kids back in the day, Tad, Tan, and Maggie, and my mother, Anita Yotail. And sometimes I'll see things or experience things, and I'll try to make notes on it and write it down, and sometimes it becomes a song.
And they're good songs. And Carrie, your travels have taken you to many places, you know, on the planet, places like France, as well as others, to share your music. And how do you think this type of coloring of where you've been is playing into how you see the world or maybe even playing out in your music? Go ahead.
Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. I used to play guitar for a blues trio called the Poudrefe Trio. And that's when I first started traveling in Europe. Now I play solo shows. And a lot of the time that I spent traveling back in those days, I'd spend a lot of time in my hotel room just playing guitar and practicing. And sometimes at shows, there might be a bit of a language barrier. And after a couple of weeks of that, you kind of start to get lonely. And it's an interesting situation to be in. When I first started traveling, it really affected me and kind of made me a little blue. So that came out in my songwriting. Now, the more that I've done it, the more comfortable I am with it. And the songs, I think, are reflecting that as well. They're at times a little joyous, more joyous, or even sometimes more serious. If you take the title of the album and the title cut, Cradle to the Grave, when I start to get to this certain age, my mortality starts to be more present, you know. So that's kind of how the songwriting has changed over the years.
But you're not quite at wise old man yet, are you?
No. I'm still a kid.
All right. Well, there's another caller who'd like to talk with you, Carrie. Let's go ahead and say hi to Helen in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Helen, thank you for your call. And go ahead, you're on air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm proud of you for being a role model. What do you have to say to young people, and who was your role model?
Ooh, Uyana, nice. Thank you, Helen. Go ahead, Carrie.
Thank you, Helen. Well, what I like to say to kids is, you know, follow your heart. I think that education is really the most important thing for youth. But art is really important as well. I think that we all need more beauty in our lives, and there has to be artists around to create that. And, you know, whether you're interested in electronic music or rock music, or you're a visual artist or a sculptor, keep doing that and work hard at it. Try and be the best at what it is that you do, the best you can be. And it's hard to do that and get an education at the same time. But life is hard. You know, sometimes you got to do the hard things. And, I thank you for your comments, Helen. And I hope you're doing great up there in Alaska.
Thanks again, Helen. And 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's go ahead and take another call. We're going to say hi to Jason in Pocatello, Idaho, tuned in on KISU. Jason, go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, Carrie. I have a question about a song from your Streamline album, which I just love. I think the song is called Elizabeth, and I want to know if that, well, the song is very detailed in what happens, you know, the story of the song, and I want to know, is it a true life experience? You know, is that something that you actually saw? How did that song come about?
Thanks for that, Jason, there in Pocatello. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for listening to Streamline. Elizabeth is a story about a guy that's walking down a trail by a river and comes across a couple who obviously has just gotten married, and the groom is singing a song to the bride. And that wasn't really a situation that happened, but the place is real. And I had to imagine the story and the situation. But the place is a canyon outside of Fort Collins, Colorado, called the Poudre Canyon. And the river is the Poudre River. And I imagine this taking place at a specific spot up in that canyon, maybe, you know, something like 100 years ago, before roads were paved and there were power lines. And so next time you listen to it, you'll have to use your imagination and maybe look up some photos of the Front Range in Fort Collins, and you could see where I'm coming from.
All right, Jason, there you go. Jason, there you go. Thank you for that call and your question. Let's take one more. We're going to say hi to Putney in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Putney, thank you for calling, and you're on air.
You're welcome. Hi, Carrie. This is me. I don't know if you remember me, but I promoted your band called the Atoll back in the 90s, and I just want to say that I was very happy to have your band and you and your band play. They put on a great performance, and I've been listening to your music ever since that time. My question is that your new album, it sounds like blues to me, and I've played it on my radio program here on KUNM because it sounds like a blues album to me. And that's very different than your music with the Atoll. And I just wonder if you think of some of this music as being blues music.
Ooh, good one. And Putney, we know you know your blues. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hey, Putney, it's great to hear from you. The Atoll in Albuquerque, that's going back in ancient history. I think that, I feel like sometimes I'm in the middle of an identity crisis because a lot of people refer to my music as roots-based. We call it finger-style blues, and some people just call it modern acoustic blues. So take your choice, I guess. I'm comfortable with all of those genres, but it is blues-based in nature. And it's great to hear from you, Putney.
Yeah, and Putney, thanks for including, you know, this great native musician in the mix. And if anybody's wondering, where do they find you on KUNM real quick?
It's KUNM 89.9 FM in Albuquerque in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We can be streamed on the internet. Just simply go to kunm.org, and you can pull up the archives for 2 weeks from any show on KUNM. The Blues Show is on Wednesday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. Myself and Mary Oishi, we host the show. Every
it's a good
Wednesday,
one.
We bring you
it's
blues.
A good one. All right. Thank you, Putney. We're going to pause for a moment, but folks, these phone lines are open. 1-800-996-2848 is the number, and we look forward to your calls about the music you're hearing. There's a lot of optimism in this year's State of Indian Nations address from National Congress of American Indians, President Brian Clatisby.
I am reminded that throughout American history, in challenging times and changing times, Native people have remained a constant.
We'll hear the full speech and the congressional reaction on the next Native America Calling.
He's flesh and bone, but in reality, a legend from another time. Without time, nothing exists. Please indulge me, I'm gonna cross that line. I never set out to be anything. I never knew who I was gonna be. Ghost dog, he didn't know either. He's just
support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. Native American Rights Fund has been helping Indian tribes for over 40 years with critical issues such as treaty enforcement, hunting and fishing rights, Indian child welfare, religious freedom, and more. You too can become a modern-day warrior with your support for NARF's work. Learn more at narf.org and join the fight for Native rights.
Program support by the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps provides you with a network and support to make improving the lives of others possible. Volunteer in one of more than 60 countries around the world and build relationships, share your unique heritage, and work side by side with the community to solve challenges in education, health, agriculture, business, or the environment. Use your skills and talents to change lives, including your own. Info at peacecorps.gov. That's peacecorps.gov.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And it is our February Music Maker, and we're visiting with Kerry Morin from the Crow Nation about his new album, Cradle to the Grave. And we're not only sharing his album with you over our native airwaves, we're also connecting callers with a physical copy. The first 10 callers to make it on air with a comment or question will receive a complimentary CD thanks to Maple Street Music. And it looks like we got 5 left. To jump in the line, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial our number, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And let's go ahead and bring our musician back in. Crow recording artist and songwriter, Kerry Morin, is with us live today from Kansas City, Missouri. And Kerry has played many venues across the globe, including the Paris Jazz Festival, the Copenhagen Blues Festival, and the Folk Alliance International, and those are just a few. And Kerry is also the 2017 recipient of the First People's Fund Artists and Business Leadership Grantee. And Kerry is with us. Kerry, welcome back.
Thank you, Tara.
And Kerry, let's give him some more music. Take us to the track Dawn's Early Light. Tell us a little bit more, and then we'll go ahead and hear the song.
Okay. It was a couple months back when I was putting this CD together. My friend, Pudafe, had suggested that I write a song for the No DAPL movement in North Dakota. And I noticed at that time that a lot of people were writing songs, protest songs about the situation up there. And I decided to write a song that was just more broad for water in general, water protectors for all of the protests that are going on worldwide. And I wanted to create a song that people could play and sing and use as they wish. So that was the idea behind that.
And here it is now. This is Dawn's Early Light off the album Cradle to the Grave by Kerry Morin.
Somewhere up north, horses stand in the river. Horsepower and water, man, it's all we need. Between the great divide, let there be no question who's wrong and who's right. There should be no compromise. We all stand up and fight in the dawn's early light. Someone comes along, realizes what it is. When a treaty falls in the forest, nobody inside. Will there be no compromise when we all stand up and fight the dawn's early light? The dawn's early light. Walk along a hunger for what I cannot eat. I'm at first for but I am because I think there will be no compromise. We'll all stand up and fight the dawn's early light.
Dawn's Early Light by Carrie Morin off of the album Cradle to the Grave is what you're hearing. And now let's hear from our callers. We have Annie in Tendoy, Idaho, tuned in online. Annie, thank you for giving us a ring. And go ahead, share what you're thinking.
I really appreciate Native music. And I thank you for following your dreams. And I have been following the No Dapple thing, and I'm glad you made a song. So thank you.
Annie, thanks for giving us a ring. Carrie, that was a fun song. The lyrics... Treaty Falls in the Forest. Oh, boy. Anything you want to share about the lyrics?
Thanks for the call, Annie. The imagery that I was seeing when I was writing down the song was memories from my childhood in Montana. My grandfather's house, my grandfather's cow camp, being at Crow Fair. And just being around Native people. And as the issue is really clean water, not just for Native people, but for all people. And so that was the imagery that I was thinking about. You know, I remember always seeing, especially at Crow Fair, in the morning, people taking their horses down to the river and standing on them, and we would just ride horses all day long. But what a great memory for me.
And is that before or after the cannonball?
Long before.
All right, there you go, all you Crow Fair lovers. Let's go ahead and take a call. We're going to hear from Joni in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Joni, thank you for your call, and go ahead, you're on air.
Hey, Carrie, I love your music, and this album especially. It's so bluesy. Hey, I wanted to ask you, as an artist, if or when you reach a block in your writing, what do you do, or is there something special that you try to do to overcome that block?
Ooh, good question, Joni. Go ahead, Carrie.
Thank you, Joni. I think that you have to just force your way through those things. And one solution that I have is when I write, I write like a lot of sets of lyrics. It seems the best place for me to do it these days is I drive my RV up the canyon outside of Fort Collins, and I'll stay there for, 3 or 4 days. And sometimes when I start writing, it's stuff that I'll never use, but just going through the motions of writing, then eventually I come across something that I can use. And then I'll end up with a big pile of sets of lyrics. And if I don't feel like writing, then I can go back through older things that I've written and see if I can improve on what it was. And it's easier to do after having, written it a year or so before, and then going back to it. I think that it gives you a fresh outlook on an older idea.
And tying it together and hearing it and hearing how these things get made, I think is really important. And when you talk about the imagery that you saw, I'm also interested to hear from our listeners to the imagery they saw when they were hearing some of these tracks. Carrie, I also know you like to get feedback on the music and how people are feeling or why they're connecting to it. And we hope to get more of that going here. Let's go ahead and hear from our listeners again. Again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We're also sharing copies of Cradle to the Grave with our first 10 callers. And it looks like we've had 7 so far, so 3 CDs left. 1-800-996-2848 is the number to join us. We're going to go to Lud in Bristol Bay, Alaska, listening on KDLG. Lud, thank you for your call, and go ahead, you're on air.
I really enjoy the music. Thank you very much, sir. And I wanted to know his thoughts on some of the Redbone music, and I'd also like to tell the last caller what worked for Johnny Cash and all the singers and songwriters of that era. They used to use equal parts water, lemon juice, honey, and cayenne pepper, and make a mixture out of that and drink that. It'll clean out your whole system. And then don't eat for a few days, and you become more in tune and everything. Your body's not working so hard. It's allowed to do a little more more creative things and not feeling fatigued. Thanks. I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
And Lud, here, I thought you were talking about a recipe for making a good song. I think if you add those in, you get some good stuff, too. Redbone, yes. I bet you there was a lot of Redbone coming out of people's speaker yesterday with Valentine's Day. But Carrie, go ahead. Any thoughts for Lud?
Redbone. My first memory of Redbone was from Don Kirshner's rock concert when I was like 6 years old or something. And that song, Come and Get Your Love, is one that I've always wanted to come up with a good way to cover. I just haven't quite figured out how to do it yet. But we're talking about the same band, right?
Yes, yes, Redbone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that image of them on TV with a fancy dancer on stage has never left my memory. And it stuck with me all of these years, and I think it's a fantastic memory. And thanks for that remark about the lemonade with cayenne pepper. I'm a fan of that. I don't know that it influences my songwriting, but thank you.
Nice. Well, Carrie, you're going to have to get back to us when you do cover that song, because I think you will just take it in a whole new direction. Well, you didn't do a Redbone song, but you did do a Prince song. Finally, our moment to have a Prince moment here on Native America Calling. Carrie, tell us about jumping into Nothing Compares to You.
Well, the first time that I heard that song, it was Sinead O'Connor recording, and I like a lot of her recordings and the songs that she's covered and written over the years. That version wasn't really part of the process for my treatment of the song. Rather, this video that I saw of Prince soon after he passed, and it was a live performance, and I'm going to have to look this up because people have been asking me about this, but I think it was a Las Vegas concert, and he wasn't singing the song. There was another vocalist, and he was playing guitar with the band, and there was a guitar riff in that song that really spoke to me, and I used that, and also the lyrics from that version of that live performance of Nothing Compares to You, different lyrics than I'd heard on studio recordings of the song. So I used that too. So I was just trying to make it a little bit different than everything else that I was hearing. And it was a sad, sad time. And the Prince fans worldwide were devastated and shocked. And that's what the reason why I did the song. And originally I had just done it just for my friends and Prince fans, and then we ended up liking it so much that we put it on the CD.
Well, let's go to that now. This is Nothing Compares to You, sung by Carrie Morin.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and I sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. That you planted in the backyard all died when you went away. I know living with me is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try. You know why, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
And let's go ahead and go to our phone lines. We're going to hear now from Randy in Ponca City, Oklahoma, tuned in online. Randy, thank you for giving us a ring, and go ahead, jump in there.
Yeah, hey, I'm curious, Randy Ross. Don't really have any questions for you, but I just wanted to send you a big shout and big congratulations on everything. Known you a long time.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
You're... It's all good. I mean, I've seen, like, watching a seedling grow, and now it's full-blown. So I just want to send you some good words, some good energy, and keep it going.
Randy, thanks for reaching
out. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to hear from you, Randy. I think I bumped into Randy last in Rapid City a couple years back, and Randy was really instrumental in promoting my band, The Atoll. Well, back then it was called The Island, in and around Rapid City, South Dakota, decades ago. And he's always been very encouraging, and I've got a lot of respect for Randy. He's a great thinker and a great traditional dancer and fancy dancer, famous powwow guy from back in the day. Thank you so much, Randy.
Randy, thank you for your call. Let's take another. We got Michael in Jemez Pueblo listening on KUNM in New Mexico. Michael, thank you for your call. And go ahead. You're on with Carrie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I won. I've got the Tiny Town album from CD from this show last time and talked with him. And what's really nice about the CD is, you know, especially on a long haul across country, you play your powwow music, you play your traditional music, and other genre of native songs. And then when you come into the real intense territory, you know, you put on a Carrie album, a CD, and you wonder how many natives have crisscrossed this area. Was there a camp over there? Or, you know, it makes you grounded. It grounds you into your territory and into the sky and into nature as in general. It's really nice.
That's a great thought, Michael. Thank you from Jemez Pueblo. And Carrie, do you think about that, where your music goes when your fans are playing it? I could totally use this album driving through a blizzard. Go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, thanks so much for those comments and that call. Yes, I definitely do, because we spend a lot of time traveling around in the U.S. and you know, all my shows are solo shows these days. I rarely play with bands anymore. I love to, but I refer to my traveling as we travel, because it's not just me that travels. I'm always with my wife Celeste and our dog Zeus, and we travel. And I've done just exactly what you're talking about. I look at the land and try and imagine what it must have looked like back in the day, before there were fences and before there were power lines and telephone poles and all of that. It's always fascinated me, and I've written a couple of songs from that point of view. So thank you so much for noticing that.
All right. Thanks, Michael. We're going to go to Mo now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Mo, thank you for calling. Go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, thanks so much for the privilege and to speak to the artist, Carrie. I've enjoyed the music today, and I just wonder, the question would be, are you a collaborator in terms of maybe sometimes putting music to someone else's words? And the follow-up would be the genre. Have you considered something of a gospel or sacred nature? I've got two prayers. I wouldn't mind collaborating with you as a writer if you could put music to it.
All right, Mo, thank you for your call. Go ahead, Carrie.
Thank you, Mo. I appreciate that. I have written or co-written some songs, mainly with Puta Fey when we used to tour together. Did that for about 4 years. And she's also taken some of my songs. One of the most recent ones was a song I wrote called Idle No More, and Eulalie put that on their new CD. And they've got a YouTube video that's getting like millions of hits from that song. And I enjoy working with other artists, because it gives me a chance to deal with lyrics and thoughts and ideas that I wouldn't otherwise have come up with on my own. And Mo. Let's stay in touch. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or my website, carriemoran.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
All right, Mo, hang tight. Thanks for that, Carrie. And Carrie, this album is filled with a lot of great tunes and also some fun imagery. Tell us a little bit more about what we see on the album cover. And where did that chair come from?
The throne, that is a piece of folk art, and it resides in North Carolina at the office of the Music Maker Foundation, who has been very helpful over the years in my recording journey. Tim Duffy, the guy that put together the Music Maker Relief Foundation, is also a big fan of photography, and he's got lots and lots of really cool old cameras. And this photo on the cover was taken with an ancient camera, and it was a wet plate photograph. And that throne was made by one of the artists that was on the Music Maker label, as I was, for an album. And he's got pictures of everybody that he could find that was associated with Music Maker sitting in that throne, including myself, Taj Mahal, Puta Fey, and dozens of other people. And then they made a book out of it. They've got a really nice book of his photography. And, you can look that up at Music Maker Foundation on the web and see more of his photography.
Wow. And the names you just shared, truly a throne. And those people sat in it. And good stuff. Well, Carrie, we are getting ready to wrap up the hour. And why don't you go ahead and give out contacts again if somebody wants to follow up with you or find more of this great music.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on today, Tara. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and with everybody that calls in. It's really fun to do. You can find me on Twitter at Carrie Morin, or search for me on Facebook, and my name is spelled CARYMORIN, and I've got a couple of different pages there, and of course you can find me always on my website, CarrieMorin.com, or MapleStreetMusicAgency.com, and please give us a shout, because we always enjoy hearing from people, and it brightens up our day to know that somebody is out there and listening to the music.
Very nice. And hopefully they're listening to it loud. Carrie Morin, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing your music. Also, thanks to Maple Street Music for providing Cradle to the Grave CDs to our callers today. And folks, you can also find this program in our archive on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for a look at this year's State of the Indian Nations Address. Thanks to our crew here at Native America Calling, executive producer Art Hughes, senior producer Monica Brain, associate producer Andy Murphy, and engineer Derek Toledo. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer of National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood, and it has been our pleasure to learn more about our Native nations through the music. We're back tomorrow.
Happy Shakich Unwa Wotkane Hinkta Chalewiawa Piki Tantaha Olakin Ktilo Chantevicho Kuje. Wea Otahunt Apicha, Wicho Zaniwa Picha, Ichuo Chantewashli Luhakticha. Lil Mas Abkhayo 1-800-318-2596 Nish Lil Yayo Healthcare.gov. Lil Wotkaniki Medicare and Medicaid Otia Tahielo. Duksha Ake.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support great causes, including Native America Calling. Just pick, click, give, and select KNBA-FM, Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska. Support by Amerind Media Group, offering compelling and entertaining films, TV series, and documentaries about the indigenous peoples from around the world. We are honored to share their cultures, traditions, and stories online with a no-charge trial at nativeflix.com.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.